The Republican health care bill allows insurance companies to charge seniors and people with pre-existing conditions higher premiums. It also rolls back the Medicaid expansion and lets states cover fewer medical services. Democratic Senator Bill Nelson says it's a tax cut to the wealthy, masked as a health care bill.
So what they take out is about $850 billion out of Medicaid over the next 10 years. Now that's a fact.
Nelson says he doesn't understand why Florida is passing up $5 billion in Medicaid money. The federal government would pay 95% of the cost to cover more than 900,000 Floridians. Nelson says the state would pay just $250 million. Instead, Governor Rick Scott has touted his deal that gives Florida $1 billion in federal funding, with the state paying $600 million in matching funds.
$5 billion versus $1.5 billion, all of which it is for poor people's health care. I mean, it's just ridiculous. It's nothing but ideological partisanship. And unfortunately, that's what's been going on.
Democratic State Representative Daisy Baez says the state budget for next year cuts more than $500 million from hospitals. That could leave people without access to preventive medical care and more emergency room visits.
This is an assault both at the federal level and at the state level against the one industry that we should be expanding, not contracting. So I think it's a mistake.
Members of Congress are back in Florida this week after voting to repeal and replace the ACA last week. State lawmakers vote today on this year's budget. For WFSU News, I'm Sarah Mueller.